You are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection, where intuitive healing connects with everyday living. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth energy healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process so they can find freedom from their emotional pain, heal from their past, and find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your emotional past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity, and discovering your own spiritual truths, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and to help you discover your own intuitive healing connection. Hello and welcome to this week's podcast episode. I'm so excited to talk about a really cool topic this week, something that I haven't really talked about before on the open platform. It's something that I talk about in my private groups and in my with my private clients. Yeah, if you join any of my programs, we talk about this subject a lot because it really is a window into your healing. Really is like the gateway into what's really going on and helping my clients, helping myself and those that I work with on a more intimate layer to heal. So what am I talking about this week? I want to talk about past life healing and how it affects what's going on in your day-to-day life and how it can help release a lot of the belief systems and thought patterns and things that are going on in your life now because of the things that have happened to you in the past. So it's kind of an interesting topic. I love exploring this and talking about it. So I'll try and explain it to you in a way today, hopefully that you understand. And, you know, I never ask anybody to jump on the past life healing train. A lot of people just don't see it that way. You know, we've got religious beliefs or whatever all kind of wrapped up in there. A lot of people believe it is, you know, we were just in spirit form before we came here to this life, which was how I was taught growing up and being raised, that, you know, really only lived this lifetime once, and that what you got here was what you got, and it was kind of the way that it was. And I remember thinking, even as a young child, that just didn't make sense to me, because how did we come here and we were supposed to do all of this one time? And somehow it was supposed to all make sense and we were to get everything that we needed in that one lifetime. That just didn't ever really make sense to me. So if you've listened to my story before, when I branched out and kind of walked away from religious beliefs, so to speak, and stepped more into spirituality, that's when I was introduced to the idea of past lives and using past lives for healing. And since then, I have jumped on that train in a big way because I have seen the value in being able to retrace our steps and understand where we've been and the experiences that we've had and how it can help us release a lot of our deep, deep ingrained belief systems, our deep, deep ingrained patterns and thoughts and things that we have that we kind of don't always know where they come from or why they're so embedded. A lot of times these are really deep past life connections. So that's kind of a rundown on why I have got to where I am today. Now I use past life healing I wouldn't say every day, but most of the time we must look into the past to see what we need to heal in the here and now. And I know that's an interesting concept, but to me, I have found that to be true more and more and more. I believe that we come here in what I call maybe soul families, because it's easy for us to understand that on a human level. I believe that we've lived multiple lifetimes with the people that you're looking at right now, maybe, or those who are in your immediate family, a lot of your friends. A lot of those people have played multiple roles in your lives. And I say lives because we don't always come and play the same role for everybody in a lifetime. I believe in looking at my family, and I swear I don't know what train I got on sometimes, but I know that I have lived multiple lifetimes with these family members because of the deep-seated pathways and things that I have found, the feelings that I have had. One of the big things for me is when I have these deep, deep feelings, but they don't make sense for me in my world today. And that's when I know that we've got some different connections going on. We've got some different things going on that need to be looked at and addressed. So let's kind of, we'll dive into it. I'll tell you, you know, what I look for, how we get there, kind of some things that you can look for as well. Maybe how do you know when you need past life healing? Because that's always a big thing. We'll start there because you don't always know when you need past life healing, at least not to the everyday person who's not aware and awake and open to those kind of things. A lot of times when we are guided, and I've had this happen for myself several times, and the clients that come to me, I'm guided and told that I need to get a healing session. In fact, it's happened to me several times here recently. I've just been told, you know what, just call the healer, go get a session, go sign up for a session, just go do it. You're going to feel better when you're done. And sure enough, it's not as clear cut as just doing some trauma healing in this lifetime. You know, sometimes we have, especially if you've been doing your healing work for a while, and you start digging through all the layers, you realize that there's more and more and more and more and more, and they keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper. We start healing deeper wounds, deeper things, deeper stuff. The longer I spend in the healing world and the longer I've spent doing my healing work, I've realized, oh my gosh, it just keeps going. But there's always a connection to the world that I'm living in. And that connection most always goes back to something that has happened to me in a past lifetime. Now, I look around at my family right now, my husband, I remember meeting my husband, and maybe some of you can relate to this. And I just felt very, it felt very safe to me. It felt like I had known this relationship before. Now, obviously, I hadn't known that relationship before in this lifetime, and I didn't really understand that connection at the time. And later down the road, when I started doing my own work, was introduced to energy healing, was introduced to past life healing, I realized then I was able to see remotely, if you want to, through spiritual eyes, I was able to see the lifetimes that I had actually lived with my husband. A lot of the lessons that I had learned from my husband, a lot of the things that we had been connected with, and realized that we had been together for a very, very, very deep, long time. I believe that I am an old soul. I connect with a lot of people who are old souls. I can just feel it when I connect to their energy. You can feel that wisdom and that strength and that. A lot of times those are the people who need the healing the most because they've been doing it for so long, had so many lifetimes that there's a lot of work that they're uncovering, a lot of work, things that are shifting and changing for them. I also know that there are healing lifetimes and there are not healing lifetimes. So you can live a lifetime. For me, this is a very healing lifetime, very much so. And a lot of people that I meet, I just know that it's not their lifetime to heal. They're helping other people discover themselves. They're helping other people learn their lessons and do their things. And they may not do their healing lifetime, their healing in this lifetime for them. It's just not in the cards for them. Or they chose, because I believe we choose to come here and do healing work or not, based on what we're going to work on or who we came here to help or what our journey and mission is in each individual lifetime. Every lifetime that we have lived, there are things for us to gain and to grow from and to learn from. So how do we look into that window? This is where you really need to have someone do that for you. Someone who's experienced, someone who can understand the information that they receive, because a lot of times what I see is symbolic messages and information. I can gather information for myself or for others. When we do past life healing sessions, a lot of people like to do this in hypnosis. You can totally do that as well. I have done that as well. I've had many hypnosis sessions. A lot of people call it past life regressions. These days, I prefer not to use the hypnosis method. I use just intuitive healing and, you know, a slew of other type of ways that I have learned to connect and see those cords and those ties and those connections. It's interesting when I look at somebody and we start diving into their healing and whatever we are working on in that day, I can always see the tie or the connection that pulls me back to the very beginning. So it pulls me back, my energy back. I end up, you know, being able to see what their lifetime was. When I walk people through this process, a lot of times I have them close their eyes and have their soul take them where they need to go. And when they get there, I ask them to look down and look at their shoes, because a lot of times we can get a connection or a time frame, and it's not always precise. And honestly, the time frame doesn't matter. It's just more for our own human mind to see where we're at. I have them look down and look at their shoes. Sometimes they don't have shoes on. Sometimes they're, you know, tattered and dirty and worn. But a lot of times looking at someone's shoes, you know, you can kind of get the time frame of where you lived this life and, you know, what kind of what the clothes would have been like. So that's kind of an interesting thing to be able to look at that. So, you know, you can seek out those people who do past life healing. I offer it in all of my sessions. I don't say that we're going to do it, because what happens is you come to me and we start doing your healing work. And then we realize that, oh my gosh, this has a tie to this past life or this connection for you. Then we undo those ties, those contracts. A lot of times there's contracts back there, or things that you've told yourself that you had never let go of, or that you couldn't, or that you've made these contracts with, and we can go back and actually unwind all of that and allow it to go. Once we do that, it is completely gone out of your system. We can allow those, that energy to leave. You know, I set in that energy with you. We do everything that we need to do in those different time frames so that you can completely let go of whatever belief, whatever thought, whatever pattern, whatever thing is going on for you. It really is the most deepest type of healing that I have ever come across. And I enjoy doing it for myself, and I love doing it for other people, because this is where we see really big changes. After doing this type of work, this is where you kind of wake up the next morning and you just feel different. There's just a different, those pulls that were there before are no longer there. Those feelings or beliefs or thought processes, or however that worked for you, is just no longer there. It's just not. And it's a very interesting thing to witness. Your first time, you'll be like, wow, that is just strange. You know, I've had for myself different situations where I've just woke up the next day and it's just like a completely different thing. Things that I felt tied to yesterday were no longer there today. Things that I felt were causing me anxiety and thought patterns that were just over and over and over in my head are just gone. So it's really interesting. It's also fun to hear about the lives that you have lived and who you were and what you did in those lifetimes. Sometimes it's kind of embarrassing. you know, I've seen everything from call girls to, you know, a lot of ancient stuff. Back then, you know, it was totally normal for kings and kings to have, you know, many, many concubines. And a lot of times people were part of that. And they're kind of like, really, that's what I did? Yeah. Sometimes we haven't lived the most honoring life. I've had lifetimes for myself where I have been a healer and haven't honored that energy. I had lots of lessons to learn about what was appropriate and integrity and in line with my energy. And a lot of times I didn't use it for what it was used for. At first I used to get all embarrassed, but I had lessons to learn along the way. I've learned every time I've had those opportunities. Believe it or not every lifetime for me has been I have not been a healer every time. I've chosen not to step into that space. And all of it's okay. It's the lessons and the growth that comes from all of those different scenarios that is important. So it's a really cool process to kind of get a window into our past, if you will. But the more that we're able to look at that past, the more that we're able to go back there and do the healing work, the more healing that you're going to have in this lifetime. Because as we unwind those feelings, as we let those things go and change those belief systems and those thoughts and those patterns, You know, I'll go back to, you know, how do you know if you may need some past life healing? If you have things that are going on for yourself that are just not going away, maybe you've done some light healing work. Maybe you've tried to do it yourself. You know, maybe you've met with other healers who haven't offered that kind of healing for you and it's just not going away. That's a sign that there's something deeper going on. I do believe that we heal in layers. I do believe that we heal in the way that we're ready to heal and the way that we're ready to see it. It can't all come in one big roll because you're not ready to let all of that go. We have to process it. We have to work through it. We have to find ways to, you know, deal with it. And a lot of times the way that it comes up is just things that are going on in our day-to-day life. And when you go meet with someone who can see into that window, into that bubble, and help you totally unwind it completely, releasing it, allowing it to go, all parts of you, it's amazing the healing work that can happen because of this work. I think past life healing is very interesting. A lot of times when I offer it to my VIP students, they're mesmerized by, you know, I walk them through it and allow them to see it. If you've been working with me for a while, I allow you to see it too and allow you to tap into it if you can, if you're open to that. And it's really cool for them to get that information for themselves. You know, where they lived, what they did, who they were married to, what kind of relationships they had, you know, were they rich or poor? Were they, you know, in an energy world or not? Were they, you know, considered part of the witch trials? I was part of that. It took me a long time to get out of that. I didn't like that. You know, people lost their lives for that. So, you know, there's so many different things that you can see as you step into past life healing. But I 100% will say it again. This is how we heal our lives completely and wholly when we fully embrace what has happened in the past. And that's how we can let go of so much energy, so many deep-seated beliefs and even contracts that we have made with ourselves or others. You know, a lot of times there's cords tying us. I have actually seen and felt tethered to past life stuff. And the minute that we let it go, that tether is gone. There is no more connection to that. There is no more feeling like you're being held or tugged back. And so it's just a very interesting, it's a very phenomenal experience if you haven't experienced that. So, you know, if that's something that you're interested in, you can reach out. I would love to offer that to you as it comes up for you. I always allow everybody's energy to lead the way, but a lot of times this is where we're led because it's such an important part of healing. It's something that we don't always, you know, really talk about openly, but it is such a big, big part of the healing process. It doesn't really matter where you've been or what you've been through or how that's played out for you. To me, what matters is what you do with it and how you heal it. Because the deeper we can go in our layers, the deeper the energy that we can let go, the greater freedom that you're going to find right now in the here and now. And that is what is important to me, really finding that freedom, helping my clients find their freedom, helping them find that space to really live a life full of peace and love and openness and not feeling tethered by their past. Because when you feel like you're being held back, when you feel like you're being held down sometimes with that energy, it's not a very good feeling. That's not openness to me. That's not what this world is all about. You're here to have an experience. You're here to create those experiences for yourself. And you're here to enjoy life, believe it or not. So if you're not doing those things, if you are not feeling that freedom and that joy, and you're feeling tethered, then it might be time to try something different for yourself. Because I promise you, when you work with the right person, you will get some amazing freaking answers. So I hope that is helpful for you. If you have questions on this topic, reach out to me. I'm happy to answer any questions. You can Facebook Messenger me or Instagram message me, send me an email. Be happy to answer those questions for you and really help you get to where you want to be, because that's my mission in life, is to help everyone find that freedom, find that space to be themselves, to really step into their true, authentic soul self. And you know, part of, I've just opened up my soul school, and this is a big part of what I'm doing in there is helping people to really heal on different layers. And I'm sure at some point we will cover past life stuff in there. And I know it will come up because it's such a big part of the healing world. So that will come up. So if you haven't checked out Soul School yet, you might want to go check that out. If you're ready to learn, you're ready to start healing, you're ready to start diving in and doing some healing work on the side for yourself. If you want to get more intimate with me, not in a weird way, more intimate as in a deeper healing level, you can come join me for private sessions. Or if you even want to get even more, come and join me for private coaching. That's where you get my 100% undivided attention, my 100% undivided support for you and helping you in all aspects. This past life healing really happens more when you are dedicated to a healing program and you start doing it on a consistent basis. That's really where we dive into those type of things. At first, when you start healing, you're kind of healing those surface things and the kind of, you know, mess around with the surface stuff. And then we can start really digging in and doing some deep healing for you. So I hope that has been helpful for you. Again, if you have any questions or want to talk about that, reach out to me and I will see you on the next podcast. Thanks for listening today. Bye-bye for now. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. I sincerely hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me by email at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. You can also find the full podcast videos on my YouTube channel as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. If you are interested in working with me or you would like more information about any of the healing programs that I offer, you can find that information on my website at GinaStroll.com. And of course, don't forget that sharing is caring. Share this podcast with a friend and help spread the healing energy around the world. Thank you for listening and joining me today, and I can't wait to connect up with you again.